Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, The Lord Heals in Different Ways, Already in Progress.
But a few months later, she's probably about 120 or 130. She's a beautiful woman. And then 5 or 6 years later, somebody was in one day and told her husband, said, "What a wonderful thing it was that what God did for your wife to heal her breast cancer." And he said, "It wasn't God that did that. It was the health foods I've been feeding her that healed her, not God." And you know what happened? In 30 days, the wasting disease came back upon her, and she's dead. 30 days. When we wait not on his counsel, what will he do? Ooh. Now somebody say, you know, God don't put sickness on you. Wait a minute. I just read you a perfect example right there where God put sickness. In fact, let me tell you what. You may have to meditate on this a little while. But whether it be good or bad, God does it. I mean, people that will throw some preachers upside down in backward mode. But who sent that wasting disease to destroy them? The Lord. You can't get nothing else out of that, can you? The Lord sent that wasting disease. The King James had it, and he sent leanness of soul. You can miss that. But when you read that in the NIV, he sent a wasting disease to destroy you. Ed had a terrible time with that. Even after God showed him that, he said, "Thurman, I just can't believe God will put sickness upon us." I said, "Well, he sure did." And I said, "Do you know why he did this?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Ed, you come to church every time the door's open. I see you in church every Sunday." You know, most people don't even think I have to come to church every Sunday to be okay with God. You know what I mean? It's okay. I miss a few Sundays, or if I want to tithe, I don't have to, and you don't. But do you want to be blessed? When people come to me, "Do I need to tithe?" I said, "Well, do you want to be blessed or you want to be broke?" And they said, "Well, I want to be blessed." I said, "Then you got to tithe." Because he says, "Give, and it shall be given to you." Is that what he said? Luke 6:38. So if you don't give, guess what you're going to get? Nothing. That's exactly right. So you're going to be broke all your life? And you know that's why people are broke, because they don't know the promises of God, and so they don't give God nothing, so they go through their whole life. Even good Christian people go to church every Sunday. In all my years in church, I run into probably 15 to 25% maybe of believers that come to church in a given church are tithers. The rest of them give a little or nothing. And you look at the ones that are blessed, the ones that's got money, they're the ones that's giving the most money. They're the ones that's tithing. So God's word works. Give and it should be given to you. I know in my own life, when I started tithing, I started being blessed. And in all those years, in fact, today, Cheryl and I don't just tithe. We give God everything we have. Everything. I mean, all these CDs and DVDs and everything. We don't charge you for nothing. We give it all to you. And then we wait for God to pay our bills. And he does. He pays every bill we have, everything. We don't have nothing. We don't owe nobody nothing on a car. We don't owe nobody nothing on a house. Of course, we've got a small house back here, only one bedroom and two closets. But how much room do you need for two people? You know, if I got a real close place, I don't have long far to chase her to catch her. See? I mean, after all, she is 9 years younger than me, you know, so I'm a little older, so I have to really chase her down to catch her. Isn't life fun? I mean, it's wonderful to be nearly 77 and have a wife at 68, fixing to be 69, and we can still have the fun we can have in our life. We just love each other and have such fun. What, honey?
Did you just hold my age again?
You don't care. It don't make no difference.
Let's
Yes, but let's put it this way. I'm going to say it just like I feel it. She looks pretty good to be 68. You know that? Amen. She looks pretty good. She's quite a girl, I'll have to say. Praise the Lord. But anyway, what did that scripture say? What did that scripture say in James 5, 14, 15? You read that to me a while ago.
Yes, I did.
And what did it say?
It says that if any sickness among you, call for the elder of the church.
Now, honey, that sounds so simple, doesn't it?
Yes.
So anytime anybody gets sick, what should they do?
For the elder of the church.
Hey, that didn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. And you will like the bill. even if the pastor charged you for that little bottle of oil, you know, you still ain't going to be much, right, brother?
Right.
And he promised to heal you, did he not? Now then, the other day, we had a man from Australia. He contacted us, said, I saw you on the Sid Ross show. And he said, I've been sick. I'm 45 years old. He said, I've had this terrible problem, this rash, terrible problem all over my body since I was 7. He said, I've been to the finest doctors in the world and can't get healed. He said, I heard you say, call unto God and he'll tell me what's wrong. I said, that's exactly right. Jeremiah 33:3. He says, call unto the Lord and he'll show you great and mighty things you know not. So I said, call him and ask him. He said, I've never heard God speak to me. I said, well, he'll speak. So I said, take the scripture, quote Jeremiah 33:3, and tell the Lord you want to know what caused this sickness so you can repent of it and you can get healed. So he contacted us back just in a few hours. He said, Pastor, I went to the Lord just like you said. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, at 7 years of age, this terrible rash came up on my body, and I've had it since I was 7. I'm now 45. What caused this to come up on me in the name of Jesus? He said, the Lord spoke to me just like that. I heard his voice. He said, your daddy committed adultery with a woman next door when you were 7. Now then, how many people do you know that the man is always looking to have sex with somebody he ain't married to? And he's got a family. He has no idea what he's doing. He don't have a brain in his head. Because this boy, which had no sickness at 7, because his daddy committed adultery with a woman next door. And then he says, I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, why did it come up on me? There's 3 of us kids. And he said, but the Lord said, you were his favorite, so that sickness would hurt him worse through you than it would either one of the other children. So he called his mother. He said, Mother, he said, my daddy was already deceased. Now, does that tell you something, too?
Yes.
His daddy had been judged early. His daddy died early. So, because adultery is something that God judges you for. Yeah, so anyway, he said, I called my mother. And I said, Mother, did daddy commit adultery with a woman when I was 7? She said, son, how do you know that? She said, nobody knows that. He said, obviously God knows it because I asked him and he told me my daddy committed adultery with a woman next door when I was 7. And that's why this sickness came up on me. She said, yes, he did. He did it. Now then, Hebrews 13:4. Look at this. See, we don't believe this book. Look at Hebrews 13:4. What does that say? Marriage is honorable in all. And the bed, the marriage bed, undefiled. Can a married man and woman have all the sex they want?
Yes.
Yes. But the whoremonger and the adulterer, what does that say? God might? What did that say, honey?
God will judge the whoremonger.
So everybody, every man and every woman that committed adultery, did they get by with anything?
No.
No. Now, they have no idea what caused it. They have no idea when their children come up sick.
Yeah.
I mean, most people never even ask. They have no idea that you got 3 kids and everything's going great. and all of a sudden one of them comes down with eczema all over his body. And you take him to the finest doctors, and the doctor says, we don't know why, where this come from or how it come, but they ain't no cure for it. They don't have any idea that it was their adultery that caused it. You see what I mean? So how many people get judged? Everyone. When you learn this, will it kind of change the way you do business? You need to get on your knees and say, oh, God, I'm so sorry that I done those things, and I ask for forgiveness, and I promise you I'll never do that again. And you need to be serious, because if you don't, there's going to come a day that you or your children or your spouse is going to suffer. And let me tell you something else that Cheryl and I have learned. Every child that we've ever prayed for that has cerebral palsy, y'all all know what cerebral palsy is? You know the binding sickness that puts upon a human being's body? And most people are born with it. Every person that we've checked so far that had cerebral palsy, either the mother or the father, one, committed adultery while the baby was in the mother's womb. Every case. And after I learned this, I prayed for many a child with cerebral palsy and never got one of them healed. Never. Until here a while back. They brought me a little 3-year-old girl that had cerebral palsy. We went in the room and we sat down, and there's the wife and there's the husband. I said, before we go any further, I want to ask one question. Did either one of you commit adultery while you were carrying this baby? She turned and looked at him and says, he did. I said, okay, that's why your little daughter has cerebral palsy, because of your stupidity. I said, now then, God's a merciful God. How many of us know he's a merciful God? I said, sir, if you'll repent. And I said, honey, you got to repent too, because I can tell you got a bitterness against him. She said, I do. I said, well, that's sin too. You see what I mean? So she forgave her husband, or her husband asked her to forgive her, and the husband asked God to forgive him. And I prayed for the little child with cerebral palsy. And about 6 months later, they came by, and the little girl was perfectly normal. Do we serve a merciful, mighty God? See, you've got to understand what causes sickness and disease, and it's sin.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, The Lord Heals in Different Ways, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.